Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reopened its land and air borders Monday for non-essential travel to foreign visitors from over 30 countries, provided they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Government officials and business leaders say they may never know the full economic impact of the traveler ban on border communities in Canada and Mexico that had been in place since March of 2020. 8 souls lost their lives on Friday at a music festival in Houston, Texas, the Astro World Music Festival. An estimated 50,000 people in the crowd began to stampede towards the front of the stage. The push triggered a panic. NASA's reporting an asteroid the size of the Eiffel Tower is heading towards a close encounter with Earth in December, but there is no need to panic, as the U.S. Space Agency's asteroid tracker says that the potentially hazardous rock will pass within 2.4 million miles of Earth on December 11th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden's vaccine mandates, which is not a law as Congress never went there, have some organizers ready to push a jobs walkout.
What's said to be a massive nationwide strike against vaccine mandates will take place this week, starting in Los Angeles today. The walkout involving people from various industries such as trucking and telecom, air and rail transport workers, although not federally allowed to go on strike due to the Railway Labor Act, plan to protest anonymously. Hundreds of thousands of people expected to take part in what's being described as a four-day nationwide walkout. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
An unnamed suspected serial killer linked to 6 recent homicides in Missouri and Kansas was arrested by authorities on a federal weapons charge Friday. The 25-year-old man has not yet been charged in any of the slayings, but at least one prosecutor has reported the suspect was arrested with the gun allegedly used in the crimes. The killings took place between September and late October in St. Louis and Kansas City areas. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After Friday's passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, economist Steve Forbes on Newsmax warns Americans about the social spending bill that has zero Republican support. This is just the beginning of a massive wealth tax, he says, and giving the IRS the powers to go and see everything you do, everything you buy, to make sure you're not getting too wealthy.
Well, the markets are popping because I think they think that this is a terrible bill, the Biden bill, Biden spending bill, is going to somehow be derailed. What happened on Friday, I think, should disabuse the markets of that, that they could push this thing through. Now, a tax credit normally meant in the real world that you could take a deduction on your income taxes.
Right.
However, in this world, it is a payment. And so if you don't have the qualified income to get the tax credit, by golly, they'll send you a check. So it's $3,600, upwards of over $4,000 per child per year. And that is just the beginning. And that's why they put a one-year timetable on it. They know that when it comes up next year, it'll be passed again, and it will be expanded, like these entitlements usually are. Yeah. So that's the big thing they want to slip in this bill. So don't pay attention to that top line, $1.75 billion. It could be $2. Right. They know what they're doing. They're passing this stuff in, and they know it's going to explode in the future upwards.
Mr. Forbes warned the
the passage of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill sneaked in social tax and spend programs like wealth and death taxes that penalized unrealized gains. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Hang in there. It's okay. Look, I have faith in the American people. I really do. We just have to get all these things that are in the way and interfering with the natural course of our humanity. Because I believe that in and amongst us, we can right this ship. But we've just got to create some distance from some people who, and these powers that be, that think they know better than common sense Americans. I've said this time and again, I believe the people in flyover country, are just kind of looking up and going, wow, this is like a reality TV show. And it's absolutely free, but it's a disaster. And we feel for the people who are having to endure the insanity of today's 21st century America. We've got Dr. Anna Lemke with us, and her new book, Dopamine Nation, boy, I'll tell you, it really hits the spot here. It's finding balance in the age of indulgence. A little bit of her background here. She's the medical director of Stanford Addiction Medicine Program, and she's the program director, I should say, Stanford Addiction Medicine, the program director for the Stanford Addiction Medicine Fellowship, and chief of the Stanford Addiction Medicine Dual Diagnostics Clinic. She's the recipient of numerous awards for outstanding research in mental illness, for excellence in teaching, and for clinical innovation in treatment. Dr. Lemke, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this book and your findings. I mean, this is so commonsensical, what you've presented in this book, Dopamine Nation. Why did you have to write this book?
You know, I really felt compelled to write this book because I was seeing more and more people coming in with depression, anxiety, body pain, and yet these were people who really had access to all of the sort of fruits of our labor, good education, a safe housing, enough money. And so I really wanted to communicate to the American people what I think is kind of at the root of this growing rates of anxiety and depression, not just in the United States, but in rich countries around the world.
And I'm glad you said root, because that's where I go to. Me, my own brain takes, when I was dealing with cancer, the doctors are telling me, that's surface stuff. I want to know what caused it. What is at the root of all this? So as you were researching, what kept coming out and saying this is the root problem?
Well, essentially, I think that by understanding the neuroscience of pain and pleasure, which has made huge progress in the last 75 years or so, we can really appreciate why we are seeing growing rates of depression and anxiety. And the answer is counterintuitive. It's not what people think. And essentially, that neuroscience boils down to these kinds of fundamental principles, that it turns out that the same parts of the brain that process pleasure also process pain, And that pain and pleasure work like opposite sides of a balance, like a teeter-totter in a kid's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And when we experience pleasure, that balance tips one way. And when we experience pain, it tips another. But one of the overarching rules governing that balance is that it wants to remain level, and it will work hard to restore a level balance, or what's called homeostasis. So this is all winding up to the way that the balance restores homeostasis once we've deviated from neutrality. For example, if we eat a piece of chocolate or play a video game or, drink alcohol, we get a tip to the side of pleasure. But in order to restore the balance, it needs to tip an equal and opposite amount to the side of pain before coming back again. So in other words, when we bombard our reward pathway with dopamine, which is our pleasure neurotransmitter, we essentially compensate for that by going into what's called a dopamine deficit state. And this feels just like depression and anxiety. So the depression and anxiety that we're seeing growing in this country is because really we are all ingesting too much pleasure, more than our primitive brains were evolved for. And as a result, we're having to compensate by downregulating our own dopamine transmission and our own dopamine production.
So how do we find this moderation?
Well, to find moderation, the first step is really a period of abstinence from our drug of choice, no matter what it is, whether it's pornography or cannabis or video games or social media. We need to take a break from it. And that break is necessary in order for the brain to start to create its own dopamine again and get back to normal baseline levels of dopamine transmission. Because without that, the only thing we're interested in is our drug of choice, and everything else sort of seems impoverished or uninteresting. So that fasting period of approximately 30 days is necessary to restore homeostasis and upregulate our production of dopamine. And then once we do that, we can go back to using our drug in moderation, at least most of us can, as long as we put self-binding strategies in place. And self-binding strategies are really just barriers between ourselves and our drug of choice.
So hopefully that we've learned in the process during this fasting period as we analyze the plus and minus effect of what we're experiencing and realize that we need to bring in, some restraints, maybe accountability, some outside interest, people who can help us along, right?
Yes, exactly. So when we're chasing dopamine, it's very hard to see true cause and effect. But when we get away from it and give ourselves a break, we're able to look back and say, oh, wow, that's really not consistent with my values, or that's not really how I want to live my life, or, wow, I hadn't realized that, my video game playing or my pornography use was taking up so much time and really interfering with, the way that I want to parent, or the way that I want to, be present at work, or the way that I want to take care of my body. So it's really that break that allows us to get that perspective, to realize that we have a problem. And then if we, decide we want to go back to using, it's again, setting up kind of accountability. You make a great point. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I actually prescribe to patients is what I call radical truth telling, where, I recommend that they try to go that whole month without telling a single lie, which turns out to be really, really hard because we're all natural liars.
Right.
So to try to go through your whole day and not lie at all, it actually takes intention, effort. But it's really helpful because when we're telling true stories about where we've been and what we've done, first of all, it becomes real to us in a way that it otherwise wouldn't. And it just holds us accountable to our past and future selves. It holds us accountable to other people. And we're less able to be like lost in that waking dream of addiction where we're pretending like we're not really doing that thing that we're doing.
Yeah, this reminds me of Benjamin Franklin, what he did in embracing a value. He would take a value, in his case, I think it was a week, one value a week, and he'd really focus on that value. And I've kind of adopted something similar with in my belief system as a man of faith. I am doing a deeper study in the fruits of the Spirit. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, that. And so I've taken each day, I've taken one fruit of the Spirit to really focus on that. Like you say, during this 30-day period, you say, okay, I'm not going to lie. And then you realize, how subtle we do lie. In this particular case with the fruit of the Spirit, I mean, today I'm dealing with goodness. So you first have to understand what goodness represents as a fruit of the Spirit. It's that which is holy and righteous. That's which represents God.
And so it really puts it in a context that really ups your game and understanding. And in a sense, this is what you're doing here as well with you know, telling the truth. And then you realize, wow, I've been living in an area of gray where there's really not black and white, and maybe I need to return to that area of black and white. Quite interesting. We've got more from Dr. Lemke after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Her new book, Dopamine, Dopamine Nation, Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence. Dr. Lemke, we were just talking off air about what we were able to see and experience during this COVID lockdown, this pandemic that we've been exposed to.
You know, and in some cases, it has really promoted our dopamine hunger and thirst and escape because of, you know, what this pandemic has done to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not even sure people even are even thinking about balance. They're just thinking, oh, my, am I going to survive? And, you know, with all, and this is the challenge when fear enters in, boy, it really causes us to, you know, let go of the norms and regularities that would have us, you know, hold to that balance, as you say. And it maybe promotes more indulgence, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, COVID was a fascinating double-edged sword because for many of my patients, it was actually an opportunity to move toward wellness. They were not having to commute. They had more time, and they really took it as an opportunity to get better, either to get into recovery or to take care of their bodies or just to kind of get more balance in life. But it's also very true that for many individuals, it became a time of incredible vulnerability because all of a sudden you didn't have to get up in the morning, you know, or if you did go to work, all you had to do was roll out of bed. There was the refrigerator right there. And we know that alcohol consumption, cannabis consumption, you know, anti-anxiety medicine consumption all increased during COVID. But, that, you know, the problem is that although these kinds of feel-good substances and behaviors genuinely kind of relieve depression and anxiety in the moment, the cumulative effect over time is that they actually make us more depressed, more anxious, more fearful. And again, getting back to that pleasure-pain balance, what happens, I mean, the fundamental difference between things that are addictive and those that aren't is that things that are addictive release a whole lot more dopamine, our pleasure neurotransmitter, in the brain's reward pathway. And immediately the way that our brain reacts to that is to downregulate dopamine levels, not just a tonic baseline, but below baseline, so that we go into this dopamine deficit state. So when we're constantly, you know, eating high salt, sugar, fat food or drinking alcohol or smoking or doing pornography or watching video games, we're essentially bombarding our reward pathway with high levels of dopamine, which our brain says, oh, my goodness, I've got to stop making my dopamine. I've got to stop, you know, I've got to take my dopamine receptors and bring them inside the cell so that I can compensate. And then the result is that we actually become depressed. We become anxious. The universal symptoms of withdrawal from any addictive substance are anxiety, irritability, insomnia, depression, and craving, which is intrusive thoughts of wanting to use.
Mm-hmm. So what is it then? We just we become dopamine deprived, even though we have some stored up and we just can't get enough of synthetic dopamine, so to speak?
Okay, so it's a great, great point. Thanks for asking that clarifying question. We all release dopamine all the time. So we have a tonic baseline level of dopamine that we release in our brains. It's made in our brains. When we do something, use an intoxicant or a highly pleasurable substance or behavior, because behaviors can be addictive too, what happens is that our brain, those things bind to receptors in our brain, and that releases a whole lot of dopamine all at once. So dopamine levels go above baseline firing. But remember that pleasure-pain balance, the brain does not want to stay at that elevated level. It can't maintain that elevated level. So it starts to stop making dopamine and to bring dopamine receptors inside the cell so it can't bind dopamine. So essentially, we go not just back down to baseline levels of dopamine. It's not like we use up our dopamine and run out. We actually go below baseline levels of dopamine. So that tonic level of firing goes below. It slows down. We're firing less dopamine. And that is this dopamine deficit state that really is akin to depression or anxiety. That's what causes that feeling of craving, because the body wants to be balanced. It wants to go back to homeostasis. It wants to go back to tonic baseline levels of firing. That's like a universal biological imperative. And so the key is, again, every pleasure has a cost, and that cost is pain. Every increase in dopamine levels has a cost, and the cost is decreased or sub-threshold levels of dopamine. So by continuing to bombard our reward pathway with dopamine, we pay a huge price for that.
Yes.
And the price is chronic anxiety, depression, craving, insomnia, inability to pay attention. So the answer is not to, you know, go and like try to find some other solution for the anxiety and depression, but instead to cut out those highly rewarding feel-good drugs and behaviors so that your own dopamine can reset itself.
Yeah, and this during this period of time and fasting, I think this is so important for people to journal, right? And to take note of what's happening in their bodies, what their mind is dealing with. This can be quite revelatory, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's good to be able to observe all of the suffering, because when we first stop our drug of choice, it's terrible. We have insomnia. We have anxiety. I know I got addicted to romance novels. And when I cut those out for a month, I couldn't sleep at night because I had unlearned the art of falling asleep. I just had a patient who told me that cutting out cannabis, he started to have terrible nightmares. You know, for the first 2 weeks, he had these horrific, vivid dreams. Why is that? Because our brain is in a dopamine deficit state, right? It's craving dopamine. It wants us to use that drug again. That's that physiologic imperative. But instead of doing that, we have to resist using the drug and let time alone heal our brains by upregulating our own feel-good hormones, our own endogenous opioids, cannabinoids, serotonin, norepinephrine.
The incredible miracle of all this is that as we have wired our brains in receptors toward dopamine, we can rewire our brains to find that balance, can't we?
Yeah, so that's really the thing. Our brains are really like muscles, and they preserve an enormous amount of plasticity throughout our lives. We used to think that, you know, all the neurons that you were born with were all the neurons that you were ever going to have, but we've learned in the last, you know, 50 years that there is neurogenesis, or the creation of new neurons throughout life. It slows down, certainly, but we have neurons throughout life. So recovery from addiction, or even just getting over compulsive overconsumption, which we all struggle with today, is really about retraining your brain and, you know, stopping that drug and depriving those neural networks that we've been overusing and overfixated on, and instead directing blood flow and directing electrical circuits to new neural circuits. There's a saying, you know, in neuroscience, what wires together fires together. So that what that means is really, you know, the thoughts that we have and the behaviors that we engage in habitually strengthen neural circuits, and those neural circuits then, you know, kind of get a life of their own, kind of like grooves of a wheelbarrow, you know,
exactly,
in a field, right? So and once you've made those grooves, it's hard to get out, right, and make new ones. But that's essentially what we have to do to overcome the problem of addiction and compulsive overconsumption.
So we're back to as a man thinketh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is really why I liked your practice of, you know, focusing on one value at a time. Because, first of all, it simplifies things in this age of information overload. But also, it's just a very good focused mental practice that strengthens those neural circuits around that particular value. Because what we spend our time thinking about is essentially what our brains become. And what our brains become is who we are.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this is more than fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you're catching what Dr. Anna Lemke is sharing with us. You know, I would want for all of us to reach that state of homeostasis where we are balanced. And can you imagine, I mean, what a great time to exercise our own psychology, our own mentality, our own brains in this age of indulgence where we're getting bombarded with these things that are just going to hype up our dopamine and serve us not very well. It's rather destructive. But I know that you want to be the best yourself, you know, be the best version of yourself. And this is a great first step. Get your hands on her book, Dopamine Nation. This will enlighten you and challenge you immensely. And that is my prayer, is that you will arrive at that place of balance.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reopened its land and air borders Monday for non-essential travel to foreign visitors from over 30 countries, provided they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Government officials and business leaders say they may never know the full economic impact of the traveler ban on border communities in Canada and Mexico that had been in place since March of 2020. 8 souls lost their lives on Friday at a music festival in Houston, Texas, the Astro World Music Festival. An estimated 50,000 people in the crowd began to stampede towards the front of the stage. The push triggered a panic. NASA is reporting an asteroid the size of the Eiffel Tower is heading towards a close encounter with Earth in December, but there is no need to panic, as the U.S. Space Agency's asteroid tracker says that the potentially hazardous rock will pass within 2.4 million miles of Earth on December 11th. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Good to have you with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jonathan Emmer is going to be joining us. He's an attorney who practices constitutional administrative law before the federal courts and agencies. He served as an attorney at the Federal Communications Commission during the Reagan administration as a strong and consistent advocate of individual rights and limited government. Everything that he's involved with, I mean, constitutional law, FCC, Reagan administration, Jonathan, we love you. Thank you for coming on and being with us on the show. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about what is going on in our country today, and you say something that we've all been asking about is going. Why do we have Marxists and communists involved in our government? Just on its face, when you consider the Constitution, they're antithetical, and they should be ineligible to hold office, right?
Well, that's right. In fact, they are, from a plain and intended meaning of the Constitution. Article 6, Clause 3, makes it very clear. Senators and representatives and members even of the state legislatures and the executive and judicial officers of the United States and the several states, quote, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, and that is something that, when it was written, particularly obligation. Mm-hmm. And so if you are a socialist or a communist, you obviously do not support a republic. You oppose a republic. You favor instead a dictatorship or, at a minimum, mm-hmm. a government that controls the entire economy and most particularly deprives individuals of their rights to life, to liberty, and property at the will or compunction of the state. So you can't be a socialist or a communist and be a supporter of the Constitution, and that is an eligibility requirement for holding both federal and state office. So a self-avowed socialist or communist is ineligible mm-hmm. to hold office by the requirements of Article 6, Clause 3.
Who's responsible to uphold that law?
The Congress itself. When a member under Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2, each chamber, House and Senate, it has a power to expel a member if it is ineligible by a vote of two-thirds. And that's what should be done, as I indicate, if we are successful in having an overwhelming rout of Democrats in 2022, then we ought to help AOC graduate from Congress by expelling her.
And AOC is just one of many, that we're talking about here. I mean, in our discussions with Trevor Loudon, who is the researcher's researcher, who has written several series of books on the enemy within. Last time he was on the air with us, just about a month ago, told me straight up, said, Bill, the Biden administration is surrounded by Marxists. Well, you know, I know it's hard for people to hear that and understand that because we're so on the surface. Americans are well-meaning, well-intended. We want to believe that our government has some sense of ethos. But the fact of the matter is, in the name of politics, that doesn't exist.
Well, that's right. And people really need to understand that the administrative state, over 250 federal agencies, are dominated by far-left thinking and by Marxism and have been since the New Deal. Mm-hmm. And that forms a government outside of the Constitution that really is the governing entity for the federal government. Nine-tenths of all federal law is not the product of those we elect in the constitutional branches of government, but rather the product of the unelected heads of these
yes.
agencies.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, to your point, is if this new tax and spend bill was to go through, Regulation Nation goes on steroids, and we just further increase this unelected bureaucratic set, don't we?
We do. And one thing to bear in mind is that the Constitution not only binds those who serve in office to support the Constitution, but it also requires the United States to guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government under Article 4, Section 4. So here we are with all of this BLM and Antifa rioting going on and local governments like in Portland and Seattle bending so far to the left that they break the socialist barrier and it's become overtly socialist. And we have no protection for the Republican form of government, which is guaranteed by the United States under the Constitution. And it's no mistake that in that very same section, authority is given for the federal government to use the militia to defend the Republican form.
And they did to a certain degree, but they should have gone a lot further, to your point. Because as they continue to get away, and I'm talking about these Marxist and communist socialists that are getting away with, with their indoctrination, with their inculcation into our lives and our very governments, you know, people start to accept it. And this is where we are right now, and they do not realize that there is a remedy.
Right. It's that old fiction about boiling the frog.
Yes.
It's unfortunate that people have become less resilient in their defense of individual liberty. We are at a precipice, and it doesn't take much to push us over into that abyss of socialism where we all drown in poverty and mediocrity. And so we have to presently stand up. People have to become politically active. Virginia is a great example of what parents could do. And I think that we have to remember that the victory is the first part, that the implementation, I mean, in Virginia, for example, they should be rapidly moving to eliminate every socialist and communist, every Marxist and every critical race theory advocate from the educational establishment as part of the effectuation of that victory for Glenn Youngkin.
Yes, I agree 100%. I think the challenge is that sometimes people can be so focused on the victory that they forget that, you know, the victory is only the beginning. I mean, now you've got the mandate from the people, and don't disappoint them, because politics has been wrought with all kinds of disappointment along the way. And we've seen this happen time and again, particularly in the Republican Party, which is so frustrating, because here we are. I think that through this process, the wokesters have awakened people of reason and common sense and constitutionalists, but they got to understand, just like they did back in the early days of our country, it doesn't come free. You've got to be vigilant and you've got to fight for it. And the thing is that it's not like we're fighting without precedent. We have precedent. We have the law behind us to back up this stand, don't we?
We do, and we have a silent majority that has become vocal, and that's a spectacular thing, and that's the first part of it. But we have to remind ourselves, as my colleague Cheryl Chumley says from the Washington Times, socialists don't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
They are like cockroaches. They will work. They work in clandestine ways, 24 hours a day. And in order to exterminate that pest, we have got to be vigilant in our application of pesticide, because they will be there in the shadows, lurking, waiting to come back in full force to devour what we have. So we've got to be vigilant in routing them out and getting them a good distance. They have a First Amendment right to their opinions. They don't have a First Amendment right to be in positions of government. The Constitution blocks them in Article 6, Clause 3.
Right.
So let's make good on that.
Amen. Jonathan Emmert, you know, it comes to mind here, if you remember when President Trump said that America would never become a socialist nation, I don't know if people really took a look and saw who was applauding that line at the State of the Union. There were people that were clearly sitting on their hands, which is a great, clear indication of their position about socialism and the American dream. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jonathan Emmert after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on Trundle Bits?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954.
That's 800-796-3954.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And we're talking with Jonathan Emmert, that socialists and communists are constitutionally ineligible. I mean, think about it, you know, to hold office, but yet they are. And by default, this has been one of those creeping things that people have ignored. And it really speaks to the lack of courage and backbone of our elected officials, that they would not hold each other accountable. Jonathan, not surprised here as a, you know, one of the nation's foremost experts on constitutional administrative law. You've practiced before the federal courts and agencies for 35 years. So you've been able to, you know, see this bureaucracy, you know, from the belly up. And it's pretty ugly at times. And you would only hope that as examples and as bastions and guardians for our Constitution, that our elected officials would be the guardians of said laws. But they're not.
That's right. It's all too common for them, and I think for many people in the public at large to accept that, well, there are people who are communists and socialists, and while they would like to burn to the ground our republic, a majority of people in a jurisdiction want them to be in Congress or want them to be in the city council or governors. Or in the United States Senate, that's their choice, and we ought to respect that. Well, the Founding Fathers had a different view. They intended the Constitution to mean what it says.
Exactly.
They intended for our Republican form of government to be permanent, unless it was changed fundamentally through the Article 5 amendment process. George Washington famously said in his farewell address, as a reminder for all of us, let there be no change by usurpation. For though in one instance it may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed.
Exactly.
And he meant by that that this Constitution was a fragile thing and that we had to be vigilant in defense of it and its strictures on power, or we would lose out to tyranny. And we have these people with advertising themselves as tyrants by telling you that they can direct your life better than you can in a free state on your own. And yet we allow these people, despite the express language in the Constitution and despite the restrictions on the states as well, to be in office. We ought not do it. We've done it ever since the progressive era. There have been socialists and communists in government ever since the progressive era. And, of course, the progressive era is really the major era in which the Constitution itself was abandoned, to use the language of the United States Court of Appeals United States Court of Appeals Judge Ginsburg, Douglas Ginsburg. The Constitution at that time became a constitution in exile,
yes,
where all the power-limiting provisions were essentially eschewed in favor of this power grab to expand the federal government.
Well, Jonathan, a shot across the bow came out loud and clear on Tuesday. The opportunity is can freedom-loving, constitutional-loving citizens and patriots of our country retrench themselves on the rock of the Constitution and to have the courage to push out, you know, these people who are dangerous and deleterious and antithetical to our constitutional freedoms. I mean, it should be so intolerable that there should be no question about it. And but there's no doubt there's going to be an uphill battle. Like you said, there's lots of infection within, you know, our federal government when you have elected officials who for so long thought that somehow in their ethical genius that it was okay for insider trading and to get away with it. And God only knows what else and what other corruption has invaded our government, and including the three-letter agencies that are supposed to be doing the people's bidding.
Yes, and to your point about the need for vigilance, remember that communists are godless. They don't have a moral compass. They're willing to have community families. They're willing to have an environment in which basic morals accepted by most people in America, the overwhelming majority, are simply not respected. And among those moral principles is honesty.
Yes.
They, to achieve the end, they're willing to do anything with the means. And that it needs to be forefront in our minds, because these communists, these socialists, these Marxists in the government and the bureaucracy, in the educational establishment, in the classroom teaching, are going to tenaciously cling to their positions, lie, cheat, and steal like they did about saying there was no critical race theory taught,
yes,
in Virginia. Big lie.
Yes.
And unless we ferret them out and remove them from their positions, they will continue to do their mischief, and they'll be back again. So I have great faith in Glenn Youngkin. I live in Northern Virginia in Fairfax County, which is sort of, I'm one of the few that voted for Youngkin in Fairfax County.
Right.
But I believe he is dedicated and intent on doing this. It's just that we have a short period of time in which to unravel and undo what has been happening for decades in this state and in the nation. And when we have that power, like they have now in Virginia, they have to make haste and use it
exactly.
Well and wisely.
Mm-hmm. I agree, 100%. And it's going to take everyone coming together. Youngkin is there leading the charge, his team. I mean, it's amazing what Virginians were able to do, the example that they set forth for the rest of the country. And the Democrats, I think this is why they're doubling down. They're hoping that they can bully their way through with the support of the legacy media and social media oligarchs to continue to purport these lies, to say things like, you know, we don't teach CRT. Well, how can you make that statement when they're in the documents of the schools themselves? They indicate that they're teaching a critical race theory.
Right there on the Department of Education website for the state of Virginia, it directly proposes and advances and recommends critical race theory training and critical
yes.
race theory teaching. So it is yet another example of they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes while they try to indoctrinate from preschool to college youth to become part of a Marxist army to overtake the United States.
And they're not going to give up this ground freely, Jonathan. I mean, they've been fighting. This has been progressing since the turn of the 20th century. And you could probably even go back even before then. But when they took over the educational system in the latter 1800s, they've just been full speed ahead and been able to gain more and more ground to such a degree that here we are, you know, disgustingly 27, 28th we rank as a nation, you know, against other countries, in our ranking for education. I mean, conservatives, if you want to say the Republican Party, need to really champion this cause for, you know, true choice. And we know that education, as Condoleezza Rice had said, is the civil rights issue of the modern era. And we've got to go full bore ahead, and because the Democrats are not. They're so sold out. They're so paradigmally and, siloed into this mindset that has them so connected with the teachers' unions that they can't even consider an alternative right now, which is, in one sense, it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it, if not dangerous?
Well, it's outrageous, you know, but this is nothing new because, as you are suggesting, since the beginning of the progressive era, actually since the very turn of the 20th century, John Dewey,
yes,
who is an icon in education and actually is a principal proponent for the creation of public education, was himself a Fabian socialist, notorious one, and believed in collectivism very strongly and actually created the notion of collective education, that is, teaching children in groups and having individualism extinguished in favor of group achievement, because he wanted to show that people could be molded into this group think. And then he also wanted to show that model citizens could be made, that is, what he defined as citizens who would serve what the state required of them. Unquestioningly.
Yes.
He was a great admirer of the Soviet system of education. He went over there and just fawned all over Stalin and the system of Soviet education and wanted it here. So this root of socialism in education goes deep and has tentacles that extend far and wide across our country, and we have got to take an axe to it. And we have these opportunities in Virginia. I hope to just see a lot of swinging here in the next
exactly.
months.
Well, about a minute and 10 seconds left here, Jonathan. Yes, the axes must swing, and we have to do this in such a way to understand that it's going to require courage and conviction. There can be no compromise here, can there?
That's right, and we have to understand that the wiles of this opponent are many and that they have succeeded magnificently in overcoming barriers to power and in protecting their abuses of power. Let's be frank, critical race theory is child abuse.
Yes.
When you teach children to hate themselves, hate each other, hate their country, hate the free market, you make them ripe for welfare recipients, but certainly you're not going to get any captains of industry or people to die for their country when they're taught to hate everything.
Talk about a mediocrization of a culture. This is what is thrust upon America today, and we need to follow the lead of those in Virginia, and we need to come alongside and join in the war against mediocrity and against this dangerous liberty-stealing Marxist movement that has invaded our land. Jonathan Emmert has been our guest, one of the foremost experts on constitutional and administrative law.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech.